I'm joined by Kate's manager Ian McDonald after this evening's 4-3 penalty shootout victory against Leatherhead in the Surrey Cup. Ian, it was a dramatic end to the game. Wasn't the most entertaining of games, but we're through to the semi-final.
No, it was a tight game. Very few chances, not a lot of quality. It was a difficult pitch. But the one positive thing at the end of the day is, we've actually won the tie on penalties.
Julian Seals stepped up to take the winning penalty, club captain. But Maz's penalty, that was direct from your instructions, was it?
Yeah, I just had a feeling. I was going to turn out a Webbers and just say, I bet he chips this, and lo and behold, he went and done it. But Maz's got the confidence to do that, and Julian had the confidence to take the sixth penalty and the winning penalty, and he stuck it away well.
Mick Brady got sent off in extra time. Any arguments from that view?
No, not really. I said to the referee just about 30 seconds earlier, he virtually ignored the linesman for a decision for us, and then like I say, half a minute later he goes with the linesman's judgment, and it was disappointing. I thought it was nip and tuck. They were both having a tug at each other. Unfortunately, it came down on Mickey's side, and disappointing. He'll probably miss three games because of that. And at the moment, this time of the season, we need everybody. So disappointed for Mickey, but life will go on.
We saw a return of Alan Hughes in the K's goal this evening. Is he back for the remainder of the season, or was that a one-off today?
He's playing with Farnham at the moment, and Johnty's got a little knock on his ankle, which he took against Dover. So I didn't really want to risk Johnty for Saturday's game, but Alan's come in, and he's somebody that we knew. I just rang him up and asked him if he'd come out and do his favour for this evening. He'll be on the bench Saturday. I just need two experienced keepers, and Alan's got that experience, and most of the lads know him anyway, so he's a good choice for us, and he's had a good game. I mean, in 90 minutes he's kept a clean sheet, so he looks if he's coming on a little bit from when we had him last season.
Second half today, Tony Reid was playing as the only recognised striker up front. It was in the papers last week that you were after a fourth striker. Is that still top of your priorities at the moment?
Yeah, and probably goalkeeper as well. Whether Farnham will sort of like let us have Alan till the end of the season, and I've got two experienced keepers, I don't know. I'll have to cross that one whenever I come to it. But no, still looking for a striker. I just need somebody who perhaps can come in and score us six or seven goals between now and the end of the season. I've left James out tonight because James needed a rest. And just give Kenny 45 minutes because I'm going to need Kenny on Saturday. Reedy's done okay tonight, and hopefully he's got a little bit of confidence back because he's severely lacking in that at the moment. But it was a good positive performance from Tony, and I think any manager will tell you, they want strikers who can stick the ball in there. Tony's not doing that at the moment, so he knows that. He's under a little bit of pressure, and if I can find the right person to bring in, yes, I will do.
And ahead of Saturday, any injury worries at all?
Oh, dear me, probably. lots of tired bodies. I've given them Thursday night off. Just told them if anybody's struggling Thursday, give us a bell. And Ken, the physio and myself, will be up at the training camp. And we'll see where we go. I just hope 120 minutes of football and 5 minutes of penalties haven't taken too much out of us for Saturday's game. I'm sure it's the last thing both sides wanted, extra time. Really, really heavy pitch. But like I said, we've got 4 days to recover, and as I said, the important thing is we've kept that winning bubble going. It hasn't been burst, and long may that keep floating about.
That's great, thanks Ian. Good
night, mate.